Now, on Thursday, we got a text from Robin Lees, and it was first Finnish lesson. And it got quite a big response, actually, from many people who've tried and failed, and some people were suggesting it's the most difficult language in the world to learn. Well, look, we've got a couple of moments. Let's see what we can do. Here's the chair of the Finnish school in Kingston. Not a finishing school, the Finnish school. Helena Whittaker. Hello, Helena.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And now, Helena Whittaker doesn't sound very Finnish.
No, it doesn't. No, it's my married name.
But you are Finnish.
I am a true native
Finn.
Yeah.
So, how difficult is it to learn Finnish? Is it as difficult as some of our listeners have suggested?
I always say that it's not a difficult language, it's only different. Okay.
That's the kind of thing teachers say, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is a bit, isn't it? Yeah. I must say that there are 15 cases and that we don't have any articles on no genders. And you just keep adding endings and cases to a word until it goes very long. So it may sound a little bit difficult.
Yeah, it does. Actually, it's already sounding about it. What's it like? Is it similar to any other language?
Allegedly, they come from the same family as the Hungarians, so there are similarities. There's the Baltic Finnic group,
The Baltic Finnic group.
Of course, yes. They were very big in Ska, I seem to remember.
Well, in the World
yes.
Cup, I think there's a Baltic
yes.
Finnic group.
There you go,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So the Finns, so there isn't a Scandinavian, so the Finns and the Swedes and the Danish, there's no crossover there?
No, unfortunately, no. Life would be too easy.
If I master Finnish, then, and I can obviously then get by in Finland, anywhere else? Is it spoken anywhere else?
In Sweden, there's a population. In East Karelia, there are some. A little bit in Norway. You know, a few sort of isolated pockets here and there. There's okay. only 6 million speakers of Finnish throughout, 5 million of those in Finland, so... But I think you get luckiest in London.
Okay, so give us an example of a few words in Finnish that we could learn.
Okay, when we meet, I'd say hey.
Hey, well that's all right.
Wow, that's really
very
yes.
fluent.
Promising start.
Yeah. Mitä kuuluu means how are you?
Mitä kuuluu.
Oh, kind of. Yeah. Okay. And you would respond.
You mean kind of what?
Kind of. Yeah. Your little bit of pronunciation.
Okay. Mm. We'll go again.
Yeah.
Mitä kuuluu.
Mitä kuuluu.
Okay.
Mitä kuuluu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Emphasis on the first syllabus, guys. Emphasis on the first syllabus. Mm-hmm. Totally phonetic language. Yeah. Okay. Go again. Kiitos hyvää.
What am I saying now?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, okay. Try again.
Kiitos hyvää.
Kiitos hyvää.
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 Matt, hyvää. Kiitos hyvää.
Oh, it's getting there. I think
it's not. You know.
Yes, it is.
Foreigners do not like the... Y-O sounds yötä. Finns say hyvää yötä when they want
Kiitos
to say
hyvää.
Hyvää.
It sounds a little Germanic.
There are influences from Germanic language, you're right. Yeah.
Okay, Matt, give us a phrase that you quite like to learn in Finnish.
Can I have two beers and do you do chips?
Kaksi olutta, kiitos. Ja saanko vähän sipsejä?
Okay. Taxi, I got the first bit. Taxi?
Kaksi.
Toxi?
Kaksi.
Coxi?
Taxi for Matt.
Taxi would be taxi. Come on, kaksi.
Is it coxy?
Kaksi.
Kaksi.
Olutta.
Olopta.
Olutta.
Olutta.
At this point, everyone else is giving giving up.
Okay.
Losing the will to live.
Try this one. This is the longest word in Finnish. Okay. It's epäjärjestelmällisettömyyttömyydellänsäkäänsäkkö.
That's one word, is it?
That's one word.
What does it mean?
It means doubt that not even with his ability not to make a thing unsystematic. It means absolutely nothing.
Well, you'd be able to, you could just drop that in any sports bulletin.
Yeah, clearly.
Is it one of the old languages? Is it very ancient or is it...
It is actually, under the current theories, it's about 9,000 years old. So it is indeed very old language. Finns inhabited Finland about 9,000 years ago.
So. At the Finnish school, how many people do you have coming through your doors? You're busy? People learning Finnish?
The Finnish school in Kingston is busy. We have about 100 people there. We have toddlers from under threes. We have young students from 3 until 16. We have two adult groups.
We would like to say now thank you and goodbye. How do we say that?
Kiitos, hei hei.
Oh, hey. This is easy. Kiitos, hei hei.
Kiitos, hei hei.
There you go.
Pretty good, actually, in places. Helena Whittaker, chairman of the Finnish school in Kingston. Thank you very much, Helena. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thank you.